two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Well, good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's mostly cloudy. We have 72 in Salt Lake City. Our top story, developing news here on KSL. The Utah State Department of Health is going to be releasing their COVID recommendations for school districts this afternoon. The big question, of course, what they'll say about masks in the classroom. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports on what we know right now.
Utah now has a law that school districts cannot require masks, so it remains to be seen what the state health department will recommend given this law. According to their data, only 33% of children 12 to 18 are vaccinated. The big concern, obviously, heading back is the younger kids under 12 who aren't eligible to be vaccinated yet and the surging extra contagious Delta variant.
And still choose to mask their kids this fall. The health department is reporting more than 2,200 brand new COVID cases over the weekend. And as predicted weeks ago, the number of COVID deaths is now rising. 15 Utahns have died since Friday, three of them under the age of 45. We have breaking news at KSL News Radio. The White House is unlikely to call for a federal vaccine mandate. Maria Chaleos is live with details. She's at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, despite high rates of COVID infection and hospitalizations focused primarily on the unvaccinated, there is no plan for a mandatory measure on the vaccine. That from White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
Federal mandate from the federal government is not on the table.
The CDC says 70% of all adults in the U.S. have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. The average number of administered doses is at its highest since early July. President Biden is calling on local leaders to extend their eviction moratoriums through September 30th. Economist Gene Sperling says the president exhausted every possible effort to extend the moratorium himself.
The president's not only kicked the tires, he has double, triple, quadruple checked.
And in Florida, Florida is now averaging nearly 16,000 new COVID cases a day. That's a whopping 833% increase in the last month. Dr. David Andrews, who is the leading University of Miami's effort to sequence COVID samples, says the Delta variant could account for 80 to 90% of the region's cases in the coming week.
If an individual is in a room with 10 other people and they're infected, they are much more likely to transmit this virus to others in the room.
Federal data also shows nearly 1,500 patients are being admitted to Florida hospitals every day. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The difficult cleanup continues in Tooele County this afternoon as residents wait for a possible second round of flooding. With one eye on the sky, our team coverage begins. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Lonnie Bates lives on Soldier Canyon Road, and after Soldier Creek flooded, he says a waist-deep wall of water rushed toward his home. And for a while, he wasn't certain that they would survive. Plus, the force of the water was so strong, it blasted through the windows and the doors, filling his basement to the ceiling. But he says neighbors have helped dig a trench around his house just in case more flooding happens, and people in nearby Tooele are filling sandbags at the south end of the city.
Nobody was prepared for a storm so severe. They haven't seen anything this intense in years. The cleanup continues in Salt Lake City, and it continues to rain. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our team coverage.
Up and down the avenues, Salt Lake City crews in safety orange are lifting out the big rocks and mud and debris from storm drains. Jerry Tucker will be at this work all day.
And so you guys are coming around with the shovels, and you got to get the big stuff?
Yeah, stuff that they can't pick up with a broom.
Okay, and it's a lot of it today.
There's a lot here in the avenues, and there's a lot up on the east side in between 21st and all along Foothill and all that.
This summer storm reminds him of when the Sprague Library flooded one July and the East High School gym filled with water. And that happened again this morning, and Salt Lake City fire crews helped school officials clean it out. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Big Cottonwood Canyon is open after six different rock slides last night. Jake Brown is roadway operations manager for the Cottonwood Canyons. He says his crews got more than they expected.
Worse and worse throughout the night, and we had large scale debris come clear across the lanes and block all lanes of traffic.
Brown says people had to use Guardsman Pass and go through Park City to get up the canyon. Most drivers were below the worst of the rock slides, but some people were stuck and ran out of gas while sitting there idling, waiting for a chance to drive. KSL News Time 305, we have developing news now. The National Weather Service is issuing a flash flood warning for Capitol Reef Park, along with Teasdale, Torrey, and Grover, till 5:30 this evening. Meantime, a flash flood watch is posted for the Wasatch Front and Wasatch Back till 9 o'clock tonight. All that moisture from last night could spawn more trouble this evening. Stay with us. KSL News Time 305. Ricky, how you doing?
I'm okay. How about you?
I mean, you have a lot on your plate there, so get to it.
Well, we still have the closure. This is the thing we want all drivers to remember. If you need to get to I-80, you cannot use the northbound side of I-215's West Belt. That ramp is still closed due to barrier repair work from an earlier crash. It is not expected to reopen until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, I checked one off my bucket list.
Yeah? What was
on
that?
On vacation. I was in Washington, and I saw an actual real-life Oscar at the National Portrait Museum.
Really?
Right in front of me.
Very cool.
Katharine Hepburn won it. I still haven't seen a gold medal, though. That's on my bucket list. Have you ever seen one?
No.
In the flesh?
No.
Well, you're going to hear about them.
Sounds
next.
Good.
Stay here. My minute's up next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.